Hey, Ben, can you hear us?
Gotcha.
Good deal. Well, congratulations on the victory today in the Bushy McBush Race 400 at Kansas Speedway. Walk us through that run on the 18 car from your perspective.
Yeah, the M&M's camera today had some good speed. Felt like we were a second place car of the five car all day, to be honest. And then Denny got us around us sort of midway through the or I guess to start the third stage there, and we were kind of stuck in third. But Kyle just did an amazing job in the last couple of restarts there of one taking the lead and then keeping it on the last couple. So awesome day for Joe Gibbs Racing and everyone back at the shop. Really put a good car out there, and Kyle made the best of it there at the end on his restarts.
Good deal. We're going to open the floor for questions. If you have a question, go ahead and raise your hand. We're going to start with Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead with the question, Jordan.
Hi, Ben. An observation, it seems like the team has had more speed off the trailer in recent weeks than maybe it has had at various points this year. Is that a fair observation or assessment?
Yeah, I think maybe Phoenix and Homestead early in the year, we weren't our best, to be honest. I felt like Atlanta, Martinsville, Richmond, we had a lot better speed. We did a better job of hitting the balance right off the truck. Without practice here, it's tough. So the engineers did a great job this week of once again hitting the balance really well. We had to adjust on it most of the day to kind of keep up with the track conditions, but felt like we had speed off the truck, just not quite there with the five car yet, but the way the circumstances worked out was, turned out okay.
How much easier does it make it for you where you're not having to play catch up after, the race starts and you guys are kind of behind a little bit, but now you're starting races and you're relatively within the ballpark?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's a huge deal. The field is so competitive that if you're a little bit off on balance and it takes you three stops to get there on to where you need to be, you lose your track position. You're not getting stage points, and it's sort of a ratcheting effect to the back. It's tough. It's so important to unload, hitting your balance right and having speed at the car at the same time.
Our next question will come from Mark Garrow. Go ahead with the question, Mark.
Thank you, Ben. Congratulations on the win today. Two-part question. When you're on a team like Joe Gibbs Racing, the expectation is to win. How much pressure do you feel to win? And then how much pressure does it take off of the win today to get the win? And now you guys can kind of start focusing on the playoff, perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big deal to win. It's a lot of pressure to win. We're expected to win. When you got a two-time champion like Kyle Busch, you expect to go out there and run up front in the top five every race and just be there at the end. It was a big deal.
I always the last one in all these deals.
Yeah, the pressure being off for winning and locking ourselves in the playoffs there is huge. We can maybe experiment a little bit later in the season or just, go for some more raw speed type of stuff. But it was huge and it's a lot of pressure at all, to be honest.
Thank you. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Davey Segal. Go ahead with the question, Davey.
Hi, this question's for Ben. As you mentioned, there's a lot of pressure that comes along with being Kyle Busch's crew chief. Have you felt that so far this season, and are you guys where you expected to be going into the year?
I'd be lying if I said I didn't want to wait till the 11th or 12th race, and that being our first win. I would have liked to fire off a little bit better and maybe get one earlier, but it didn't work out. But we got one here today, so really excited about that. Really, really happy for all the guys on this team that put in a ton of work to get this car as fast as they can. And all the preparation back at the body shop, the chassis shop, just a huge deal for all those guys. It was good to see all the Joe Gibbs cars up there and having speed and happy we were able to come away with a checkered flag.
Our next question will come from Jenna Fryer. Go ahead with the question, Jenna.
Hey, Ben. 12 races in. I've got two questions about Kyle. What has surprised you most about him?
I don't know if many things surprised me. I worked with him for 4 years as his race engineer. So we we've had previous relationship. We've had some Xfinity races together, you know, as crew chief and driver. So I don't feel like there was a lot of surprises there. I knew exactly how he is. He knows exactly how I am. You know, we're both extremely competitive and expect, you know, to go out there and compete for wins every week. So it was tough not getting one until the 12th race, but happy we're here right now.
One of the things he said on the front stretch, he said the ups and downs of racing, the ups and downs of life. He and Samantha have had some downs. Does that ever creep over into the racing? Is that something that you guys have to address as a race team, or does he keep it separate?
No, that's all separate. That's his personal life. I know every time he straps into a car that he's given 100%. So I don't ever feel like he's, you know, off a beat because of the other stuff going on outside the track. He's this is his main focus. He's always locked in every week. So I don't feel like there's, you know, that's really been a distraction. Maybe it's been a motivation to him. I'm not sure, but we haven't seen a different Kyle Busch, you know, when stuff goes bad or anything like that. He's always 100% driving wheels off the thing every lap.
Thank you.
And our final question will come from Bob Pockris. Go ahead with the question, Bob.
Yeah, Ben, I have two. The first off, do you feel more relief or excitement with this win?
A little of both. I'd say 50-50. Extremely excited, especially for my team, to be able to come out here and grab a win and lock ourselves in the playoffs. Relief at the same time to prove to that we can do it, that we have the speed in the cars and we can go out there and do it. You know, we weren't as good as the five, like I said earlier, but, you know, we were there at the end and Kyle didn't make any mistakes and had some great restarts and was able to pull it out.
And obviously you saw where NASCAR waited for the pit for everybody to complete their green flag pit stops before throwing the caution for that tire out on infield grass. Are you good with that? I mean, it seemed they waited a little bit longer than they typically do, but, you know, I guess my questions are you good with it? And two, you know, do you feel like you have a handle on when NASCAR would throw it and when they won't?
I feel like lately they've been consistent with that kind of stuff where they let it cycle out. It's nice that they do that because it, you know, it's not an unfair advantage to the guys that short pitted and, you know, somebody just let a tire roll out. So I think what they did was right. I was happy with the call. We were ready in case they threw a caution. But I was, to be honest with you, I was expecting them to keep it out until it fully cycled, especially, with only a handful of laps there left. I didn't feel like it was a safety hazard by any means. Where it was so far away from the racetrack. I think if you were a different track or like say Atlanta and it rolled out from pit stall 40 and, you know, it was 12 feet from the racing surface, then that's a different story. But where it was, I thought it wasn't a safety issue.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah. Thank you.
Ben, congratulations on the triumph today here at Kansas and good luck next week at Darlington.
All right. Thanks, guys.